You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Kevin Robson.
Hey, glad to have you back. Thanks for being my co-host for this special series.
It's always a pleasure, Andy, and a pleasure to be with you and all of the great listeners at KFUO.
So Kevin is joining me for this special Mercy Story series. We're digging into some amazing stories of mercy work happening around the globe, really, through the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and working with our partner churches as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, mercy, a cornerstone of not only our seven mission priorities in the Synod, it happens to be one of the three pillars of our work in overseas contexts. The strategic plan that we have in the Office of International Mission consists of a threefold hierarchy of spread the gospel, plant Lutheran churches, and then the final one, show mercy. And we've got a guest today that's going to tell us all about one of the greatest mercy efforts that's going on right now within the LCMS Office of International Mission and our beloved church partner in Kenya.
I'm excited to share this story. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. Joining us in studio, Britt Odemba. She's serving the Lord in Kenya. Britt, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thanks for making the trip all the way back to the States just to come be on the Coffee Hour with us.
Oh, sure. No problem. It was a long trip, but worth it.
Well, we are so glad to have you in studio and get to share this story. First, I want to learn the story of how you became a missionary. Where did that story begin? When did you start thinking about being a missionary, and how did you end up in Kenya?
Yeah, I actually had received some information about mission work when I attended Concordia University in Irvine back in the day, and had even, you know, picked up a brochure about mission work, but never really looked into it at that time. Became a Lutheran preschool director and was a preschool director for 14 years in California. And during that time, I served on several different short-term mission teams, three of them to Kenya. So a friend of mine, she was involved in ministries in Kenya and invited me three different times to come to Kenya. And it was really the third time that I felt God calling me, saying, Britt, this is the time to go and get into mission work. And I said, okay, God, I'm ready. Here I am. And if this is what you want, then open the doors. And he opened the doors wide and quickly, which was a good thing. So I couldn't really change my mind and think, what am I doing here? And was associated with Reverend Shawn Trump, who's the regional director in Africa. Got connected with him, and the rest is history. From there, they came up with this wonderful position as education consultant in Kenya. And I've been now serving there for 11 and a half years.
That's wonderful. Britt, I'm wondering, you mentioned about, you know, or you didn't have time to think too much about, wow, what am I doing here? Take us back to those first years that you were on the field. This is always something that every one of our missionaries goes through, is that sort of discomfort and dealing with this new context that seems so unreal and foreign. Tell us what you were thinking at that point, and how did you deal with the challenges of moving halfway around the globe?
Yeah, it definitely helped having served on short-term mission trips to Kenya. So I knew the context that I was entering into. It also helped that one of my colleagues, Shara Osiro, she was at the mission orientation here at the IC with me at the same time that I was doing my orientation. We became really good friends, and she had already been a missionary in South Africa for 3 years. So when we met at orientation, she had that experience and was able to share stories with me and give me a little more comfort. Then when I moved to Kenya, she and I were roommates, and also a wonderful blessing in helping with the transition of being a single woman in a new country, far, far away from our families. And so she was a great support to me and how I was able to get through those first couple years of mission work, as well as Reverend Trump and his wife, too. They were also there and received me well and helped me adjust. So
what are the ways that you're given to serve today in Kenya?
So now I work with a project called Project 24 in Christ Care for Children Kenya. This has been a project that has been in existence since 2015. So we're going on our ninth year of this wonderful project that helps the vulnerable children in Kenya.
And what does that look like? What are the ways that Project 24 and Christ Care for Children serve children and families in Kenya?
Yeah, so Project 24 is an initiative that was started with the LCMS and the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Kenya. And it was started, like I said, in 2015 with the hopes of starting or opening children's boarding facilities throughout Kenya. These boarding facilities would house children elementary age, and they would allow them to be at these facilities while they attended a Lutheran-sponsored school close by, and also the Lutheran church that is also very close by to the facilities. So it was a wonderful way for the Evangelical Lutheran Church to reach out to their own children that were in their parishes and congregations, bring them to these facilities, and be able to give them a good education, but also to connect them to the church.
Britt, how do children get connected with these boarding schools? There must be a application or a process by which they ultimately become part of the ecosystem here with the schools. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we really rely on the Lutheran Church of Kenya to select the children. We are not out there just seeing children that are vulnerable and bringing them into mm-hmm. this program. These children are selected from Lutheran congregations throughout Kenya. So it's between the pastors and the leadership that are able to elect children from their parishes to be part of this program. And then they bring them into the program as we have availability every single year.
Can we back up a little bit and I guess paint the picture of the need for boarding for schools here in the States? We have, I think, one boarding high school, one LCMS boarding high school. In the St. Louis area, there's an abundance of Lutheran schools of K to eight Lutheran schools mm-hmm. and high schools as well. Why the need for boarding facilities for a Lutheran school in Kenya?
That's actually kind of their tradition in mm-hmm. Kenya, especially for the secondary schools. Almost all the secondary schools are boarding secondary schools. And so the children do typically leave their homes and go to their school and board there. Elementary, maybe it's about half and half, about some are boarding and some are day schools. And so this is an opportunity for the Lutheran Church to bring these children together and ensure that they go to a Lutheran-sponsored school. Maybe these children aren't close to a school that is Lutheran-sponsored, and so they wanted to bring these children together. Some of these children are orphan or come from huge families. So it may seem a little odd for us Americans to think, oh, these children, they're so young and they're boarding away from their families. The key to this program is that the children are not there at the facilities all year long. The point is that during the school holidays, they go back to their family clans. And that is so important in the Kenyan culture for the children to be able to still be connected to their families. Even if they're orphaned, they're taken care of by their grandparents or aunts and uncles, maybe elder siblings. And so we want to ensure that they have that identity and that they're still connected to their families, even though during the school year, they're at the facilities and attending the schools.
So, Britt, I can only imagine, but what happens when those students go back on holiday to their families, their friends, their communities, their clans? What kind of things happen when that takes place?
Well, several different things. One great thing is that they are able to share with their families what they've learned at the facilities. So every children facility that we have is associated with the Lutheran Church. There's a chaplain at each one of the sites. So the chaplain, when the children are older, does catechesis studies with the older ones. So these students are bringing back the gospel to their families and sharing what the Lutheran Church has done through their mercy work. And they have exciting stories to share with their families.
Sounds like they're missionaries.
They are missionaries. I say that everyone is a missionary. And so anyone that shares the love of Jesus is a missionary.
That's wonderful.
It doesn't matter where you are.
If I was to walk on the campus of one of these schools, what would I see? What would be the typical setup and what would I see going on over the course of the day at one of these facilities?
So you would see in the early morning the children getting ready for school and preparing for school, eating breakfast, and then they walk to their school, which is very close by to the facility. They will attend school up to maybe 4 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, depending on if they have extra activities in the afternoon. They come back and they do chores around the facility. We still want to ensure that these children have life skills. So you might see them doing laundry on the weekends or cleaning their beds or dormitories, doing homework. Also, like I mentioned, the chaplains will have oftentimes evening devotions with the students right before or after dinner. So those would be some of the things that you would see.
That's just great. We're going to take a quick pause there. And I want to learn more about, in just a moment, how you partner with the local congregations, the local church in Kenya as well. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Kevin Robson.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Kevin Robson.
We are sharing mercy stories, and Kevin's joining me for this special series. Our guest today is Britt Odemba. She's serving the Lord in Kenya. We're learning about Project 24 and Christ's Care for Children Kenya. Tell us about the partnership with the local church and what that looks like, collaborating with a partner church to carry out this work with the school and the boarding opportunities.
It's a wonderful opportunity to work with the local Lutheran church. I am just an assistant to them, really, mm-hmm. is what it comes down to. They do all the work. And so we have many people from the Lutheran Church of Kenya that are involved in this program, from all the way from the archbishop to the bishops down to the site managers for each site. And so it's just a wonderful way to see how the church works in different countries. And I'm just there, like I said, to assist them. We have so many different local Kenyans that are involved in this program, and church workers that have been trained in the deaconess program and or evangelist program. We have pastors that are very involved. So it's just a wonderful way to see how church workers work throughout the world. And I'm just coming alongside them to help.
You know, Britt, I've heard many examples provided by people here in the U.S. who support Project 24, Christ Care for Children Kenya. Mm-hmm. Tell us is that the same thing, Project 24? There's always somebody that asks that question. What's the difference between those two things? Or are they the same, or how does that work?
Yeah, they're intertwined, and we often use the same name for both programs. But the Project 24 title is really for the brick and mortar, therefore the children's boarding facilities. Christ Care for Children Kenya is the child sponsorship program. So if people would like to sponsor a student, then they would go through the Christ Care for Children Kenya program, where they are able to sponsor an individual student or even give one-time gifts to the program itself.
And I know how thankful we are for the generous donors in our LCMS congregations who are sustaining this program going forward. This was a favorite of one of my beloved colleagues, now taken to be with the Lord, Reverend Bernie Setter, the former chairman of the Board for International Mission, who right from the get-go was talking about how vital, critical this ministry is in Kenya, how much it had personally made an impact on his thinking, his theology, his understanding of the purpose of the church in far-flung places around the world. It was great to hear from Bernie about that. Britt, tell us about how you see the students coming out of this program. Eventually, some of them graduate. They get older and have completed their course of studies. What are they doing these days? What happens with them once they graduate?
Yeah, that's true. Now that we're in our ninth year of the program, we're starting to see them coming into university and what are they doing in university. It's been a wonderful growth pattern that we're seeing. And so we do have one of our students who is now in the deaconess program at the seminary in Kenya. We have another who is a trained evangelist and who wants to continue on his education to become a pastor. So we've seen multiple students that are now wanting to give back to the program. We have several now in university who are in the who want to become teachers, and they too want to come back to some of the schools that they were a part of and be part of the Lutheran sponsored schools. So we're just starting to see some of that growth and how they are turning into adults and what they are wanting to do to give back to this wonderful program.
That's beautiful hearing that they want to come back and continue mm-hmm. to support the program and give to the program as well. What keeps you going? I'm sure that this is, I'm sure that all the work and everything that goes into it is demanding to some degree. What keeps you motivated? What keeps you going to carry out the work that the Lord has given you in Kenya?
I would say it's the personal stories of the students now that they're getting older to see how this program has really impacted their lives. We just were promoting one story about one of our students who he was in a situation at home where his dad had passed away. He was very close in age with his brother, and so it was very difficult for his mom to pay school fees for both his brother and himself. So he was held back a year, and he chose to be held back a year so there was less financial burden for his mother. And then it was during that time that he was elected to be in the Project 24 program. And so since then, he has been so grateful for being part of the program, having that pressure taken off his own mother, as well as having a mentor of one of the pastors being part of the site that he was. And the pastor himself has become a mentor to him. And now he wants to be just like the pastor. He wants to be a teacher and a pastor. And it's just a wonderful story. This kid is going to be going to college this September. He's excelling in school and has done a great job in high school. And we're just really looking forward to what's going to happen with him in the future.
You mentioned brick and mortar in just a few minutes ago. How many facilities do we have in Kenya right now? And where are we going? What's the game plan there going forward?
Yeah. So Project 24 is actually named because the goal is to have 24 boarding facilities total. We currently have 8, and we're building the 9th one right now to be ready to be occupied in January. So we're moving towards that number of 24. Of course, our partner church is hoping we'll expand that number of 24, but right now that's what we have so far.
And how many students in total are we serving right now with this program?
We have around 525 students that range from elementary age all the way to university.
Incredible.
What does it take, launching another school, what does it take to, one, to launch another school, and then two, how do the schools interact? How do they stay connected?
So this site in particular, the 9th site, was chosen with the Lutheran Church of Kenya. So we have mainly stayed in the western region of Kenya, and now we are taking the lead through the Lutheran Church of Kenya to go in a different region, and there was a need in that region. So that is where the 9th one is. It's in the northwest part of Kenya. And so we're just meeting the need and also a different tribe than what we're used to, and we just want to continue to reach out to where the Lutheran Church is already working and how we can expand and help in those programs.
You know, all mission is at its best very local. It's one Christian sharing the gospel with another, and obviously continually happening in these schools. It's just great to see that. Take us at a little wider picture here, Britt, for just a second. What has this meant in terms of a church partner relationship, LCMS to the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Kenya? Mm-hmm. What does that mean, and what does that portend in the way in which the church goes about carrying out the mission of Christ to extend the gospel to the ends of the earth from your perspective?
Yeah. It's been a wonderful program. Project 24 has been a program that has brought the two churches together, and I feel has actually improved the relationships between us and the Lutheran Church in Kenya. and also just the relationships within their own church. This project, and they will say to this day that this project has brought their church together, their leadership together, because we meet on a regular basis to make sure that this project is going well, that the children's needs are being met. And the church leadership never met that much throughout the year. Mm. And so just because of this project, they're now meeting, having lovely fellowship with one another. They know each other's names. They know who they are instead of just having a name on a piece of paper. So they will say, too, that their church has grown because of this project. And really, we are just bystanders as LCMS. I mean, we're coming alongside them, but we are watching them grow as a church, and we're coming along to assist them in whatever needs that they have. And it's just, it's a beautiful relationship.
It, you know, we learn a lot from our church partners, too, in this process. I think this is a great example where collaboration actually begins to provide opportunities for partners to learn from one another and actually strengthen the church on a global basis. We face all kinds of challenges and trials and a devilish activity around the world. Satan's out to destroy the gospel wherever he can. But I think it's projects like this, Britt, that really force us working through the wrinkles and rubs and all the inevitable flubs. And I didn't think of that in advance and trying to figure out how to solve problems together. It really does bring to both partners a wonderful opportunity to strengthen our proclamation. And I'm thankful for your service. I want to ask another question. So this is Kenya. Do you see any opportunities for Christ Care for Children, Project 24 style initiative going anywhere else in Africa or perhaps somewhere else on the globe?
Yeah, we are actually starting a Christ Care for Children in Tanzania, and this initiative will be promoted in the next couple months. And so we're very excited about that. It's a little different program, but it still will affect children in Tanzania. And it is specifically for children with albinism. And there are facilities in Tanzania that we are led by the Lutheran Church in Tanzania, and we're partnering alongside with them. So there is hopes that this will continue and that there will be Christ Care for Children Honduras, Christ Care for Children Peru. So we are wanting to expand, and we pray that that will happen. And so we're excited that this year we have Christ Care for Children Tanzania, and it will continue to grow in East Africa.
Now having, 9 years or more of experience with with Project 24 in Kenya, what are some things you've learned that the group has learned from running a school like this and boarding school program like this that will be valuable to know when launching new Christ Care programs in other countries and in other cultures?
Yeah, it really is important to depend on the locals in order to do the program well. They know the government laws well. They know what their church is doing in that area. And so it's really important to rely on them and also let them do a lot of the legwork in putting one of these facilities together. And again, we support them in any way possible to be able to get those resources or information that they need to ensure that this is going to be a good program.
Britt, what do you think the greatest needs are right now for this initiative? What can we and the audience at KFUO be praying for as we look forward to this future with Project 24 and Christ Care for Children?
Yeah, this program just continues to grow. So our prayer is that we continue to have people interested in the program who may be able to be donors or sponsors to this program, but also just getting the word out that we have such a program. So many times when I share about Project 24 and Christ Care for Children Kenya, people don't realize that we have such a program. And so it's really important. And I thank you both here today that I'm able to share this information so we can reach a broader audience so that people know that we have such a program that they can be a part of and help children in Africa.
If I'm a young person and I'm thinking, I wonder what it would be like to be a missionary, or maybe I should go on a short-term mission trip, or I want to find out more about what it looks like to share the gospel with somebody in a different culture, language, tribe, somewhere else in the world. How do they go about doing that? How do they find out more about Project 24 and Christ Care for Children?
Yeah. I would say getting connected with Jennifer Hummel, who's here at the IC. She has lots of information that she can share. I'm also associated with a lot of Lutheran schools. Being a former Lutheran school teacher myself, I love to do chapels. So when I'm in the States, I will come and do school chapels to share some of this information with people. So for children, it's just a matter of meeting them where they're at. If they're at schools, then get missionaries through those school doors to share their experiences with them. And also through vacation Bible schools. We have so many vacation Bible schools and small youth groups that actually give to the program already, that we have many chapel offerings from Lutheran schools that go to sponsor some of these students. We have a youth group currently right now that does pancakes for Pamela. Pamela is their student who they sponsor in Kenya, and they do a pancake breakfast in order to make sure that Pamela is in school for the whole year. So there's wonderful ways for children to be involved in this program. We also have the students in Kenya write to their donors and sponsors. So children can also write to the students as well and make that connection, even if they're not able to travel.
Outstanding. How can we learn more about Christ Care for Children Kenya and Project 24?
Yeah, we are on the LCMS website. So if you go to www.lcms.org/CCCK, that is our direct webpage that you can go to learn more information. On that webpage is Jennifer Hummel's information, and you can contact her, and she will be sure to give that information to you.
That's lcms.org/3Cs and a K. lcms.org/CCCK. Very good. Thank you so much for spending some time with us in the studio while you're here in the States. It's been great to get to meet you and learn more about all the work that you're involved with, Project 24 and Christ Care for Children, Kenya. Thank you so much for being our guest, Britt.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Kevin Robson.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.